appreciate the time. We're allowed in caucus. So this is what we see is going forward, is that we are going to obtain and bring for your consideration the information that you have asked, which I think is some detailed information on carry forward.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. How much? Where is it going? Is there anything available? We'll lay all that out. We have to get that.
Yes.
It's not a document we just pull out off the shelf.
I know. I've been trying to find that document.
Right. So we have to get that. And then we will bring, we're going to bring a counter on benefits.
Okay.
And we might bring a counter on salaries. We don't really like countering ourselves, but we might, you know. We might be in that kind of mood.
We'll phrase it this way, right? I think we're clearly working towards considering this as a package for resolution, right?
Yeah.
So that package could change, you know, depending, like, status. It's not necessarily a counter for benefits, or a counter for salary, but it's, you might make changes in a full package.
Because it is all of these things are moving together.
Mm-hmm.
So, good. So, what we have, we have the holiday week.
Yeah.
So, that kind of has, affects it in a couple of ways. One is because of the unavailability of not only members of the team, but the unavailability of people that we would need to help us bring the information on the carry forward, and what we, you know, what iterations we'll consider for counters. So we're really looking at the week after that.
That's fine.
We have the 10th available.
Okay.
Or we have the 11th available.
It's all him. That's the only one that has to be here.
Yeah. Either of those are fine. I'd recommend that maybe we could do both of them, right? Or notice two days, if possible. Two dates. So it's...
what do you think about that? Okay, why don't we do this? We'll go ahead and notice two dates with the understanding that the second date might be canceled under one of two conditions. One is we reach a contract on the first date. Obviously, we don't need to come back again, even though it would, sure, that would be the contract party would be the second date. And then we're at a point where this side or your side needs more time to make the next step because 24-hour swing is going
to... We can always cancel it. Yeah, there's no question. Right. It's just helpful to go ahead and notice it because of the requirements.
That makes sense to me.
And I really like this concerted effort to get a contract in place, but, you know, over the summer. To me, that's such a nice win compared to other chapters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the faculty walk in the door and say, hey, we've got something for you to ratify, as opposed to hearing the back talk, which just puts everybody in kind of a poor mood. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I really appreciate that.
Do you have a particular time either day?
I mean, ideally, I know Tom will potentially be driving in, so if 10 o'clock is a nice time, but if you need to go earlier, we can.
I think 10 o'clock isn't the time.
10 o'clock is good. Yeah. You get out for lunch.
On Thursday.
Yeah. And ideally, like, this space is ideal just so we have access to printers.
Interestingly enough, I have a meeting that I'm not going to go to that is in this room, so I'm sure this room is not available at 10 o'clock.
Okay. Well, someplace where there's access to printers.
We'll have people working on it. Yeah, I don't...
Okay.
Yeah.
The administrative people have access to everything and what's available.
I can get the accounting and finance conference room if we need to.
Yeah, as soon as we find out a location, then we'll go about finding a printer in that location.
And in my building, I have a conference room too that y'all can, my staff is there.
Yeah, I think they'll figure that out.
A couple quick questions also in kind of reviewing the materials.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll include this in your counter, but did you get clarification about, like, the SPE? Will be included.
We're going to include that in the counter.
Okay. One thing I want to just ask for clarification about the clinical assistant professor, Emily, which is great. I think this is absolutely, it's an important and it's a good structural step, and it would be very much appreciated by those faculty. When And I was the one who wrote this language. I just want to make sure the second half of it, that we're on the same page of what okay. that means, right? So when it says no faculty member may apply for promotion to the rank of associate clinical professor or clinical professor prior to the 2023-2024 academic year, my understanding of that language is that the faculty would have the ability to apply in 2023-2024.
Okay. This is the way that I read it, and maybe you're reading it a different way. Mm-hmm. But my understanding would be in the 23-24 year, the promotional application would be processed with the other promotional applications, mm-hmm. and then promotion would be awarded to those that are successful, mm-hmm. and that would go into effect at the beginning of the next year with everyone, with all the other promotions.
Yeah, yeah, and that's why what I wanted to make sure is that the understanding when we say, I'm going to say that they may apply for promotion, right? Mm-hmm. For that, we don't want to get to that position and hypothetically the university were to say, well, we haven't finished, you know, we haven't finished the criteria, therefore that, you know, we're just going to have to just, you know, they can't apply next year.
Now, the intent is for the positions to be created yeah. and all the paperwork done so that they can make application 23-24. Okay. Not that it's permissive, but it would be our commitment.
Okay. That sounds great. The other quickly, a couple of things on that.
Sure.
The phrasing of that is saying that about making sure that they can apply for promotion. If the university goes through the process, petitions, perks, gets those in order, there's nothing here that would prevent the university from hiring at those ranks, right? So they may, like hypothetically, the university may get the associate clinical professor and the full clinical professor ranks, say in a year or so. If they believe it's advantageous for those programs to go out and hire an associate clinical professor or a full professor, our intent is that they could hire in at those ranks once they're
okay.
established.
Right? I haven't really had a conversation with anybody about that.
Yeah.
But since it's completely within the discretion of the university whether to hire or not, we appreciate mm-hmm. that you recognize that we have that discretion.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they could hire at those levels prior to the criteria for the promotion to those levels being created.
Once the positions are created, then the only hesitancy that we've had and concern we have with this is we want to move in a particular deliberate way so that we're not people aren't hiring into those positions before the positions are fully created.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know, but it used to be that when you created a position, you had to do some paperwork with the Board of Governors, but I don't know if that's still the case. I don't know if that's still the case. It used to be.
Yeah, and that's mostly university discretion. I know we looked at that previously, just on the initial creation of the.
And I don't anticipate any. I mean, I think the Public Employees Relations Commission unit clarification process will probably take 60 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some language in the CBA that UFF has to be consulted in that process, but, we're consultant supported.
Yeah, you're being consulted now.
Yeah.
Consider it now.
Also, in providing the info about the carry forward, that's something that would not be subject to bargaining, we think. Like, you can just send that to us prior to bargaining. If we can do that,
there is a concern at the university about us sending things in advance, but I'll just check.
Okay, we would be fine with that.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's everything that
good
that we have.
Yeah, I think we're moving in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think we have a clear understanding of a potential path forward and to address concerns.
Okay, good. Thank you, Jonathan.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Mike, safety.
Thanks.